Hello, everybody. This is Mike Lampe. This is the Active Learning Podcast. This is July 22nd, so you might be getting this here in the next couple days, depending on how badly I screw this podcast up to the point where I'm going to have to edit it. One of the things that I wanted to discuss today was the authenticity that you might portray in the classroom, and how can you affect the authenticity of the conversations, the communications that your students may have with themselves, with each other, with them conversing with you as an instructor. And what does that mean in an active learning environment versus the lecture-based environment? I'm going to give you a little bit of a small analogy. So this is the first time that I'm doing this podcast. And, right in front of me, there's literally a script of something that I was thinking about doing right off the bat. And I recorded it one time, exactly pretty much reading it off. And I just said, it doesn't feel right. So I was like, I'm going to try to do the same thing unscripted off the write-up that I decided to do with it. Obviously, it's a lot easier thinking about accessibility purposes of saying, okay, I'm going to be able to post this text into the newsletter or however I'm going to disseminate this podcast, and just say, okay, for those of you who can't hear due to your disability, just to be able to have it. And then I also started thinking about the way that I'm presenting myself. So I said, I'm going to try to go off script and record. And I noticed that I sounded more like a person doing a podcast. It just sounded more authentic. It sounded more real because I was coming up with things that it was almost like I was coming from the heart kind of thing rather than just saying, okay, I'm gonna script this out. So which means later on with the accessibility purposes, I'm gonna have to actually re-listen to this and then pretty much script what I had returned, but that's something that we just have to do and we should be doing because we wanna make sure that we have all of our students be able to access the information that I'm disseminating here today through the podcast. So what does that necessarily mean when it comes to the active learning environment versus the traditional environment? Is for the more lecture-based environment, it almost seems like you kind of get that situation of presenting a PowerPoint. So we kind of think of, we have to stand in front of the stage. We have to say what we want to get out of this class when it comes to our students writing it down and then being able to apply it when they're outside of the classroom. And it just becomes very scripted. It's almost the same thing as when you see a talk show versus seeing a news reporter. A news reporter is like, on Thursday, so-and-so got into a car accident, and it was very sad. Versus, you look at Michael Strahan and Kelly Ripa being able to be a little bit more fluid. Obviously, it's more scripted, too, because they have to be. They're in New York, all that good stuff. But it just seems a little bit more authentic, and I think noticing some of the things that we see in active learning, especially in the classroom environment, it's the idea of you're almost letting the students take onus of what's going on. It's a little less scripted, and I think that that's probably a reason why we've seen in some of the research that we've done here at Upstate with the focus groups and the surveys, how students feel a little bit more connected to the faculty member because we're not planning every minute of every class period to disseminate the information that they need to take a particular test. It's a little bit more fluid with it. Obviously, we need to give them the content that's needed, but how can we vary up the delivery methods that we have available to us? So I really want you to take that into consideration. I know it's tough for me to say that knowing that in our active learning workshops, we were kind of doing that situation where you say, okay, think about what we've done in the pedagogical sense, write up these examples that says, okay, step one, do this, step two, do this. It's almost like we have to plan it out just to get an idea of what active learning is, but also know that you might not get to everything. You need to let you need to figure out where are the students at, where are the students at when it comes to content material, where are they at when it comes to being able to re-disseminate the information through the various channels that you may have set up, whether it is an exam, whether it is an online reflection, whether it is a group presentation or a class discussion. So be very mindful of trying to be as authentic as possible. So that's why this podcast, I'm coming up with this on the fly. This podcast is the authenticity of our teaching style as it relates to the active learning here at USC Upstate. If you have any questions about this podcast, or if you have any questions about anything about active learning, you know who to contact. We'll be here all the time from this summer. All the way up to the end of the semester when you're done with your classes. And then if you have another class the spring semester, we'd be happy to work with you as well. The podcast that helped me kind of create this notion is Think Again, with Clint Smith as their guest, who is a researcher at Harvard. And they talk about biasness in research. They also talked about nature versus nurture, and how there's a possibility where people are going to be able to think out to the cloud, so to expand human capacity of gathering information. So that's kind of a cool thing. I'll put a link on it in one of the next newsletters. So this has been my podcast, and I'm not going to try to make it too long because it's already 6 minutes, but you guys have a great day.